This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and of course Kara Schillen running the board. Doug Steffen, I don't know.
I was just thinking, wasn't it yesterday that he was joking about how you would just hear? And that would be it one day.
I had a moment where I'm like, wait a minute.
What the heck's going on here?
Oh, he's alive!
What's the meaning of this outrage?
Just our little radio show.
As Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, I just put a load of wash in. I lost all focus on time.
Well, we were nervous that you had just keeled over.
No, that was yesterday. I told you.
I know. That's what made me nervous.
All right, eight after the Friday program. 22 people are in the hospital this morning. A couple of crew members from this JetBlue flight. Rough turbulence as the plane went from Boston to Sacramento, going over South Dakota. It hit some really serious turbulence. This is only something that you can envision from a movie.
Yes.
Where people are thrown around inside the airplane, banging their heads against the ceiling. One flight attendant was pretty seriously hurt, and so they were all checked out. JetBlue on it, though. JetBlue is a pretty good airline, even though they use the crap can Airbuses. they had a plane in Chicago, and they sent it right to Rapid City. The people were only on the ground for a couple of hours, and the rest of them got on the plane, and they went to Sacramento. Good for them. That's something you just can't avoid. Sometimes you hear the pilot say, well, we're going to try to get to a higher or a lower elevation so that we can get around the turbulence. But when there's some pretty serious storms. The weather's pretty hot, and that creates these huge stratocumulus clouds that go pretty high up, 35,000 feet. And that's where most of the commercial airline traffic is. So in order to get above it, they don't really like to have planes get above 41,000 feet. Most of them, they want to keep around 29 to 31,000 going in one direction. Remember, if you're going in the westbound direction, you're at an even level, and if you're going eastbound, you're at an odd level. Same with the flight numbers. You ever notice that? The east-west numbers, all the odd numbers go west, all the even numbers go east.
I never noticed that, but I've noticed that with highway signs or with road names, right?
And the east-west are even numbers, and north-south are odd numbers. Yeah, and that's the way it is with the plane. Anyway, so this is scary. Hey, I went through it once. I was telling Kara and Victoria before, Jennifer, I went through this once I was flying from Atlanta to New Orleans. And this would have been I was still
Which
in the bus business.
A so very short 70s. Flight, right?
Yeah, it's not a long flight, an hour.
Yeah.
So we get on the plane in Atlanta, and I was going to Little Rock to pick up a bus, as a matter of fact, that I bought for the business. And I had a companion with me, and the two of us were reading, doing whatever. And I remember looking at the weather forecast that morning when we left Boston. You could see the weather forecast with the old ABC guy. I can't remember his name, but I can see him, who was pointing to the disturbances that were west of Atlanta. And look out for this wild weather and stuff. And so you get there, you don't pay much attention to it.
And did it flash back when your plane dropped?
Well, it did, actually. But I remember the scariest part of it was coming into, we could feel it in the plane. I hadn't been paying attention. I was reading, and I looked out on the right side of the plane, which would have been west as we headed south. It was black as night. It was just totally dark. And on the left side, left side was the east side of the plane. It was sunshiny, beautiful. But the pilot had said we're going to have some rough weather landing in Little Rock. Well, it's got a redefinition of rough weather. The plane was basically picked up by the winds from the outer edge of the tornado system. And I've never, before that nor since that, ever felt, and I'm a good traveler. Rocking around the plane doesn't bother me. I'm not a white-knuckle guy. It just is. You get used to it. The plane bangs around, and that's the way it is sometimes. So, anyway, the plane was in a nosedive, literally, to try to get away from the wind and beat the tornado into the airport. The overheads opened up, everything dumped out, people were eating stuff, was flying all over the place, and, I had to change my underwear when I got on the ground. It was that bad. It was
to be fair, you'd probably have to change your underwear when you landed anyway.
Well, thank you.
Right?
Yes, right. Of course. I always change my underwear when I land. It was one of those defining moments in your life when you say, thank God for everything, anything. It's those moments. And it's kind of too bad in a way that we wait for those moments to give thanks, because we ought to be giving thanks every day of our life for all the wonderful things that are a part of our lives. And in this circumstance, it really was, I wasn't as sophisticated in my thinking then as I am now, if that's what it is. I just, you take certain things for granted, like being protected. But that plane could have gone either way. It really could have. So I'm getting off the plane. I looked at the pilot, who was white.
Ugh.
I said, what happened? What do you feel like when you're in a situation like that? He says, I just let the stick go and let the plane go. Let the plane go where it's going to go. He said, going down anyway, and I just let the stick go. I said, how long? He says, about 15, 20 seconds. And
oh,
just,
wow.
But he had it in, they had the pedals to bring it down.
Yeah.
But he said trying to hold on to the stick, going through that stuff, was a waste of energy and time, because it wasn't going to go anyplace other than where it was going to go.
Well, this JetBlue flight sounds like a similar experience for these passengers.
Pretty
24
rough.
People are in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I think Kara had mentioned that someone's seatbelt snapped open or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they were saying that people were flying out of their seatbelt and hitting their head on the ceiling, which is, I'm assuming, where a lot of the injuries came from.
Yeah. Or just my dad was on a flight like that. He was on a flight from L.A. to Texas years ago. I was still pretty young. And he was going to a cable show, and they dropped like 20,000. I don't know what it was, but a severe drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said the stewardesses, flight attendants who were doing drink service at the time, all of them were bleeding from the head because they had all bumped up and hit the... So there was drinks flying and like just mess on all the passengers because everything was up at the top.
Well, they said in this instance, two of the crew members also went to the hospital. So I'm wondering if it's a similar situation, if they weren't able to buckle in time, if it happened quickly.
It's really
terrifying.
It's something that you don't want to ever go through. You hear stories and you think, okay, that's as far as I want to go with that.
Yeah, because you go, gosh, if I did go through that, getting off that plane, do I get back on again?
Right.
Right. Yeah, you think that. But it is, think about it this way. There are 5,000 planes that fly in the United States every day. Many of them do 3, 4, 5 trips in the course of a day. At any one moment in time, there are in excess of 4,000 planes in the sky. And so when you think about that, and then you think about these circumstances, and the fact that there, think about it this way. When's the last time we read a story about somebody getting killed in an airplane crash? Look at even that plane, that 777 that crashed because the nose wheel collapsed.
Right? That's the last big one. When that plane went down.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in terms of when you see the stories and you watch these people walk away from the plane, it's really pretty astounding. I mean, you're at 30, think about it this way. You're at 30,000 feet in a tin can, and you're going 560 miles an hour.
What could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
There was a comedian when I was a kid who made a joke about, you know, when they tell you to, he made a comment about when you're flying, they tell you, you know, keep your hand, you know, to keep store your stuff under the seat in front of you, remove all sharp objects from your pocket. He goes, you're barreling into a mountain at 900 miles an hour. I don't think the cause of death is going to be lead poisoning from the number two pencil in your pocket. He's like, you have no chance.
Yeah. So, anyway, I mean, you think about it in this way. The positive way of looking at it is that it's pretty safe and easy. I mean, how many times I go across the country every year, and I don't think about it. Go to the airport, get in the plane, sit down, have a meal.
To car accidents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the way to look at that. The item up next here for your consideration, the oldest item that lives and breathes on the planet. Up next here at 17 after this good day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What does it mean when GEICO says 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance? Means you probably should have gone to GEICO.com 15 minutes ago to save some dough. How about them apples? Okay, the oldest living creature. The animal which
Nancy
lives
Pelosi.
To the ripest old age.
No.
She just looks like a fossil.
Oh.
That doesn't mean that she is
okay,
a fossil.
Sorry.
This is the story of the Greenland sharks, the longest living animal with backbone. Snakes sometimes can live long. I don't know how long a turtle lives.
Oh, backbone? Definitely not Nancy Pelosi.
No.
Yeah, I think the tortoises can probably, like, the Galapagos ones.
That was actually pretty funny.
Never mind.
I know. What were you saying, Kara?
I love when Kara gets mad.
I was just saying, I think the tortoises can also live for a couple hundred, but I don't know if they can do 400. Can.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they look like Nancy a little bit. You look at the wrinkles in the chin. Greenland sharks who was been studied. I don't know who started studying this because this thing is 400 years old. Who the hell started at 400 years ago and said, let's see.
She is my favorite part of Shark Week, so it makes
Nancy
sense.
Nancy Pelosi? Really? I thought some of those other old fossils like, what's his face, Mitch McConnell.
Oh, he's a good one. He looks like actually the green
Harry
turtle.
He's another old fossil. Yeah. Right, exactly. I think we got to send him over to Greenland where they get eaten by the shark. All right, well, that's pretty pleasant. 21 past the hour here.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My memory when it came to Miley Cyrus and Ashton Kutcher. Was there something there at one point in time?
Not that I've ever heard.
No.
That's a rumor.
Let's start that rumor then.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. Miley Cyrus singing here recently made headlines for the Beagle Freedom Project. Adopted a one-year-old beagle from a lab through the Beagle Freedom Project, which is a way to save beagles. Was it like 9,500 of these?
75,000 beagles.
75,000 beagles.
Every year are in labs being tested. Right.
And then they put them to sleep.
Yep.
Yeah. So now there's a big a move to try to get them all adopted.
Yeah, well, the Beagle Freedom Project has actually changed legislation in a lot of states now. California was the first, Go California, where these animals can actually be, once they're finished being tested on, they can go to homes and they're fine. They're these wonderful, sweet little beagles.
Beagles are neat.
They're so cute.
Dogs. They are, yep.
Right. Miley adopted a little girl named Barbie, and so she's been really, she's a vegan and she's been a big animal activist.
Barbie Cyrus. There you go.
Yep.
All right, let's see here. Let's move to Jack White, who's next in the musical closet. He announced that the Jack White acoustic recordings from 98 to 2016, which is a 26-track double disc collection, is going to be available as of September 9th. There are alternative versions of his songs, rare mixes, previously unreleased recordings from the past 18 years of Jack White's career. Finally, my God, I've been worried about this for at least 16 years.
You know, I'm going to say this because I know that you're probably not that well versed in Jack White. You're a big fan of music and good music. You would be thoroughly impressed if you delved into his catalog. The Loretta Lynn album that he produced and recorded with her is phenomenal. You would really have a lot of respect for Jack White as a musician and an artist. He really would.
I wonder if he's related to Jack Black. from the School of Rock.
They're opposite. He's
not.
Get together. They are opposite. Okay, thank you. All right, now let's see. We'll get to the real musical news here. The story of Stephen Dimitro Georgiou. Oh, wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
I recognize that voice, but I don't know that name. Oh, I remember him. It's Cat Stevens. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's Yusuf Islam. All right, so this guy...
He didn't adopt the last name Islam. He's
yes,
just
he
Yusuf.
No, Yusuf Islam. Check it out.
All right, yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Check it out. You don't argue with
it's
me about stuff like that.
Oh, we need Tara Reid so badly right now.
All right. So anyway, this guy is a legend in his own mind and actually has quite a large... A composting pile of music. He's going to...
Is it a pile of poo?
Garbage.
No, there's actually some pretty good... I like him. And I was at Jock when his music was at its height. His first hit single was I Love My Dog back in the mid-60s.
How could Cat love a dog?
That's a very interesting life story to tell. 50th anniversary of his hitting the road is going to be commemorated with a tour this fall, starting in September at Toronto's Sony Center. He's a Canadian. Let's see, he's going to be in Las Vegas.
England.
No, he's Canadian. But he may have lived in England for a while.
He was born in England.
Born in England, okay.
But then he moved to Canada. Check that out.
He's had a lot of life changes.
Yes, he has. Did you find Yusuf Islam, by the way?
I did not Google it. I just believe you.
No, thank you. Oh, gee.
That's a
none of that.
It's
all right,
Friday.
So they're going to have...
Throw a dog a bone.
I wouldn't mind seeing him,
a
Jen.
A dog a bone?
It's going to be in L.A., San Francisco, Philadelphia, Boston, Washington, Nashville, Chicago. A night of song, storytelling, and goodwill is being billed.
Oh, God.
He'll be in New York.
This is one thing
theater.
I couldn't accompany you to. I'm sorry.
You don't want to go see Yusuf Islam because he's Muslim? What's wrong with you?
Come wouldn't on. Be caught dead there.
Oh, my God. 28 past the hour.
And if I ever lose my leg.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when properly introduced, dogs living together under one roof can learn to be best friends, and so can dogs and cats, dogs and birds and fish, dogs and fish, cats and fish, even mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to his new housemate. Pet owners make their biggest mistake by just plunking down the new pet into your dog's face. In fact, any instant addition to the family, whether animal or human, may be enough to upset the balance in a dog's life. To understand how they're feeling, think about how you would feel if someone suddenly and unexpectedly moved into your home on a long-term basis. Life would become abruptly different. It's so important to make the first pet or the second pet in the household feel good about the new arrival of the first. So you want to do it gradually. If it's dog to dog, try to introduce them on neutral turf. If it's a cat, if you can bring the scent of the cat into your home on a stuffed animal before the real cat comes in, that'll make all the difference in the world. Equal time, separate time, family time, everyone sooner or later will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I promise. I'll more next time.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your old pal said, or you got a friend in me.
It's now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria on the air with our unique perspective on things. I have just made an executive decision because this is my radio program and I can do that. I'm not going to, the next couple hours, just as sort of a listening reminder, we're going to be serious. We'll be talking about the big stories of the week, the news talk, yada, yada. So I'm basically going to kiss everything off, and we're going to basically screw off for the next half hour. We have the television report.
Yay!
Don't even bother. It's just the Olympics.
What, the television report? Actually, I did see
Friday
something.
Friday in the summer. There's nothing on but the Olympics.
No, there's a good story about CBS gets a shot.
All right, we'll do a TV.
Not very
fine.
Diverse. People peeing in the pool.
Ew.
As a story, you know, everybody's been concerned this week about the Rio pool and how green it is.
Yeah.
And everybody's been blaming the algae. That's not the reason. Nah. It's because people are peeing in the pool all the time. And aquatics. Them too.
Are the divers in the water long enough to do?
What,
to
pee?
Yeah.
Well, but they're doing other things than diving. You've got all those 200-meter breaststrokes and 100-meter.
But that pool's not green, though.
Yeah, but don't give me... Don't mix up... Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Wait, the warmer
pool. Let's not mix up the facts with the story, please. This is,
all right, you tell it how you want to tell it. I just had it out
with Victoria because she's chasing me around about Yusuf Islam and whether he was Canadian.
He is not Canadian.
He is Canadian.
He is not Canadian. As Jen says, he acts like a Canadian, but he is not a Canadian.
Act like a Canadian. All right, so anyway, where was it before? Oh, so the pool, the aquatics expert says that it is not peeing in the pool that turns the pools green. I beg to differ with him. Well, actually, really? If that were the case...
And Doug would know, because he's used his pool in lieu of a bathroom many times, right? Shower in your pool?
Well, actually,
yeah, it's like a shower and a toilet
in the
all
pool.
In one.
I never pooped in the pool, but I peed in the pool.
This is good. Pooping in the pool, never a good idea.
Right.
I just think that anybody who says that they don't pee in pools ever is a liar, because everybody has peed in pools.
I'm just thinking that peeing and showering in the same pool is probably not the best idea.
Well, it's got a filter. I changed. I don't anymore because I don't have the pool anymore. I had diatomaceous.
Yes, some other lucky family has the pool. Yes, that's not eating food.
And by the way, they haven't invited me to go swimming in my old.
I wonder why.
Maybe
they know what you're up to.
Diatomaceous.
Bring a floaty. He brings the bar of soap.
I'm going to put a pool in here next year, and we'll feed it with the water that comes out of the brook. How's that for an idea?
There you go.
Okay. This is from the What Would You Say department. Everybody ready?
Ready.
You're familiar with the English proverb, he who laughs last laughs best.
Mm-hmm.
He who laughs last finally get the joke. You think that's true?
What?
If you're the last person to laugh, you the one who gets the joke.
I don't understand that old saying. He who laughs last laughs hardest.
Best. Yeah.
I thought it was hardest.
Because he's laughing at all y'all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that right?
It's like a revenge thing, right? Like you get the last laugh.
He who laughs last was waiting to see if his boss would laugh at that joke.
Yeah.
He who laughs last just gave his brother's son a set of drums for Christmas.
That's funny.
That is pretty funny. All right, here's from the Thought for the Day department. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest troublemaker you'll probably ever have to deal with watches you from the mirror every morning. Think about that, right?
Did you eat Chinese food last night and these are from the fortune cookies?
Good judgment comes from experience, and a lot of that comes from bad judgment. Right? You do make mistakes and learn from your mistakes.
Confucius say.
All right. Letting the cat out of the bag is a whole lot easier than putting the cat back in the bag.
Oh, is that true?
It is true.
Or renaming it cat.
I was I was with somebody the other night who had a cat, and the cat took a liking to me, got in my lap, and was, what happens when there's a black cat, too, by the way, wagging its tail around, and I would pat the cat every once in a while, and she would just wrap her legs around me. Didn't use her claws, she just wrapped her legs.
Are we talking about a cat, or is this just code for something else?
No, this is a cat. This is a cat. Thank you.
Someone how that much you pat and they wrap your leg cat around you? Yeah.
If you get to thinking you're a person of some influence, try ordering somebody else's dog around. That's a good food for thought item. Live simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly. Leave the rest to God. My God, isn't that's the most wonderful thing. Think about that. Live simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Leave the rest to God. Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right. I suppose we ought to acknowledge what's going on with A-Rod. Yesterday, I got a note from somebody.
That's a segue. We've had some amazing segues today.
Yeah, right. I was yesterday highlighting the fact that in the 14 years Alex Rodriguez has played for New York, he's made $371,483,618.
Sure.
So I'm thinking that there's going to be a run on the tickets for the last game that he plays in.
After it's today, isn't it?
It's today.
It is today. So the announcement that he will end his career shot caused the ticket prices shoot way up, but then they went from $72 on average to $218. The scalpers are all over the place. But then people stopped buying the tickets. So the prices dropped 31% in the last couple of days because there isn't much demand for them. What does that say about A-Rod and his legacy?
It says New Yorkers don't stand for BS. New Yorkers aren't going to pay a lot of money to see, you know, a guy who's kind of a has-been now in his career.
No.
Well, I mean, you know.
Today's hero, tomorrow's bum.
You know, the whole the doping thing, I mean, you know, New Yorkers don't take kindly to that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're put on a pedestal like that, and especially since we have Derek Jeter, who never had any issues
awesome.
Like that. Yeah, he never had any scandal like that. And then A-Rod comes along as sort of the second coming of Derek Jeter, and they were friends.
But he wasn't, because the average ticket price when he played his final game was $418, twice what they were trying to get for A-Rods, and they didn't get it.
And that's average. That includes the nosebleeds. So you can imagine what the good seats went for.
People get so excited about him for? He was. I don't know.
Because no one knew he was doping for a long time. I mean, it was sort of like a sad thing when they found out that he was. But, you know, he's also not going away. He's going to be like a bench coach or something. I don't know. He's going to still be with the team through the season. He's just not going to play anymore.
Right.
I have a feeling you're never going to see him in a dugout. I don't think he was crying yesterday when he was doing it, or 2 days ago when he was doing
it. Gonzo.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be doing much.
I mean, I'm empathetic to him. You know, with baseball players, because one person dopes, everybody then has to try to keep up with his numbers, right? And so to keep those big salaries and to keep the admiration of the fans, I mean, fans are really fickle, and they turn on you immediately when you stink. It's a lot of pressure for a guy, I guess.
They never got Barry Bonds, did they?
They got him for lying, but...
What about the other guy from St. Louis? What was his name?
Yeah, the same. McGuire,
yeah.
He's now, it's so crazy. He was bench coach for the, or third base coach, I think, for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he is there this season, but the size of him has changed so completely. Before he was like this big hulking guy.
Yeah.
Now I looked at him, I'm like, that's Mark McGuire? I mean, he's like a little dude.
Yeah.
My ex was in a steam room with Mark McGuire once when he was playing and doping, and he said he was like watching the Incredible Hulk walk into a room, and all he had on was like a little towel around his waist, and he said he was just the most intimidating looking physical human. And so now without all that stuff, he looks normal.
I would tell you about the time I was in a spa naked with Larry Fishburne.
La Brea Tar Pits, I believe.
Yeah,
you said.
Right. Okay, good. Just want to make sure keeping up with the stories. The CBS new Star Trek series. Good, bad, or indifferent. We'll talk about that with the television report up next here at 43 past the hour.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Can living a longer, healthier life be as easy as popping a handful of nuts in your mouth? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It's true. Eating just 3 small handfuls a week of nuts, including peanuts, may help you live longer. Those who engage in moderate nut consumption have a lower risk of premature death from heart disease and other causes. People who ate the most nuts reduced risk by 20% as opposed to those eating fewer nuts. Teens who eat nuts regularly have less than half the risk for developing metabolic syndrome, which heightens onset of early heart disease and type 2 diabetes. The benefits of adding nuts to your diet may be tracked back to abundant fiber and healthy unsaturated fats. But before you go completely nuts, consider adverse health risks from eating oversalted nuts as well as the mega calories derived from nut binging.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing.
I was about to do a joke about the Russians going into the Ukraine yesterday and training separatists in that area called the Crimea. You know, the Crimea
River.
Right, that's what I was going to do. You saw the same thing I did. Crimea River. But that's not what our focus is here. Right now, the television report brought to you by the First Amendment to the Constitution, freedom of speech. We can say what we want to about CBS, those no good bums,
sure.
No diversity, no black actors in Star Trek. All right, here's the story.
Trekkies rejoice, the new Star Trek TV series will reach Earth screens January 2017. CBS announced Monday it would launch on the network's new online streaming platform, and millions of obsessed Trekkies will no doubt tune in for the show, which will also be the first original series developed for the CBS All Access digital service. We've seen at least six different TV versions of Star Trek in the nearly 50 years since it first premiered, and it's one of the most successful franchises in television history.
I love his voice.
Why are they going to do it? Can we find an American to give us the report on this, or what? What's the story?
It sounds more legitimate.
I like
when it's
diversity. Yes. Right.
Why are we not seeing this on CBS, like, primetime regular television schedule? Why is it on CBS Access or whatever the hell it is?
Well, because it's a way for CBS to make money, because you have to pay. You have to sign up for the subscription service.
Yeah,
like streaming, you know, like
okay,
Netflix,
that's why the people are upset. Give it to them, Jennifer, will you? Give it all you got.
And that's a fact.
That's a fact.
All right. All right, let's find out.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so a couple of options for you sports-minded folk. Just talked about A-Rod. His last game will be featured on Fox as the Rays take on the Yankees, 7:30 p.m. on your local Fox affiliate. Now, if you are Olympic-minded and you are Kara and you go, should I go out and meet some potential doctors to make your mother proud or stay home and watch the Olympics, let me help you out. The Olympics primetime lineup tonight features the live swimming finals. They're expected to showcase Michael Phelps, Katie Ledecky, Missy Franklin. Also at the track, American Michelle Carter is a contender in the women's shot put, and live qualifying for that continues. Live swimming, the men's 50-meter free final, and the women's 50-meter free semis going on, and some beach volleyball as well. So that's at 8 p.m. on NBC. If none of those things interest you, maybe you've got a young tween girl at home. Disney has a brand new episode of Girl Meets World. Yes, season 3 with Danielle Fishel. Girl Meets World is at 8:30 on Disney. That's it.
Nice.
That's all there
what
is?
Else do you want?
Oh, wait, is it no more Marriage Boot Camp?
It's over. Oh, no, tonight's the final episode,
tonight's the
actually.
Final episode.
Yeah,
can't
so
leave that out.
Definitely. We got to talk
highlight.
About that.
Yeah.
Right,
so
that's how it all ends. Yes.
Really?
Tara and Dean.
Where can I go to watch Donald Trump
couple.
Tonight? I feel like being angry. Where can I go to watch
Just turn on cable news. He's on really? Every minute of every day.
What about Hillary Clinton? I can't watch her? If Trump
not as much.
Yeah, if you watch the Olympics, you'll get some ads. But
for Hillary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
Are the ads any good? Have you paid attention to them?
I mean, they're political. I mean, what am I judging on? Their political ads.
Well,
I don't care.
What I'm trying to do is ascertain whether anybody's paying really any attention. Do you really know the content of the ads? If
the only
you don't know,
ad, yes. The only content. Ad that I've seen mentioned on social media and I've seen it on TV during the Olympics is the when he was on with David Letterman, and Letterman's going through all of his products, and they're all made in China. And Trump's face is kind of like, yeah, it's made in China.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
What a TV report. I warned you.
How much?
Perfect.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Past the hour now, the Doug Steffen gang is my posse, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. It happens that Pauline Frommer, who's a member of the posse as well, is traveling in deepest, darkest Saharan Africa. So she doesn't surprisingly have a cell phone, because the nearest cell phone tower is 284 miles away from the pile of sand that is immediately south of the northern pile of sand. So she won't be able to be with us. And so I decided, executive decision time, we ought to have people. Actually, there are four or five things when people converse with me, and it isn't necessarily just on Twitter, but you can put your info there, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. When people talk about things they like about the program, they love information on health, things that are instructive as to your well-being. They love the food report. So there is a new study revealing that tea and coffee and wine, Jennifer, help boost the diversity of your gut bacteria. Dr. Jack Stockwell will love this. Experts believe greater diversity of gut bacteria equates to much better health. Long established, what we eat and drink affect trillions of bacteria in your gut. The good bacteria combats inflammation. Bad bacteria promotes it. If you are taking antibiotics and not taking probiotics, you are out of your mind.
Yeah, because I took really strong probiotics for the 10 days that I was on the antibiotics.
Yep, me too. I take them every day. But by the way, one of the things that you'll find a benefit of Super Beets is that it has a lot of probiotics.
I didn't know that. Good to know.
Yeah. You need to put in, and no, people don't even begin to understand. You look at these probiotic capsules or maybe a drink that you get that's probiotic positive, and you wonder, can I see these? No. There are millions, and a little capsule, millions of them. Your gut has jillions, that's a medical term, of bacteria. And if you don't have good bacteria, you won't poop right, your stomach will be upset all the time, you risk having an ulcer. There are all kinds of things that just get in the way of your health. So I didn't realize this about wine, Jennifer, that it's a good source. I wonder why that would be. What's in wine that would be? Is it the process that the wine goes through? Is it ages that would create the bacteria or allow the bacteria to grow?
Probably, because it does age for, you can have wine aging for years, actually, which
it's like a living thing, in a sense, right?
I
drank a lot of living things last night, Ben. I'm very happy about that.
You feeling good today?
Yeah. All right, here's the news from America. This is, pizza is not an American food. Pizza began in Greece. The Italians take credit for it, but actually it's a Greek dish. You can now get a pizza in a pizza box made out of pizza. Did you know that? There's a pizza shop in New York City that has decided it will take old pizza and pizza dough and recycle it. This comes from the mind of somebody. I was in a pizza joint the other night, as a matter of fact. It's hard to find. I was just in the mood, and it was late, and I didn't want to. So I walked into this pizza place. I got a piece. Give me a slice of pizza. I want one slice. Nope, can't get. You got to buy a whole pizza. I said, I don't want a whole pizza. I want a slice of pizza. You have a hard time finding slices anymore. I don't know why that is.
You can still do it in New York. You can find, you're right. Now,
no
anywhere else.
LA?
Yeah.
Wait, I want to hear more about the recycled pizza.
Right. Pizza in a box. What they're doing is taking old pizza dough from the day before, and they're shaping it. You know how they knead it around, they throw it around and make a dish.
It's called tossing the dough.
The stuff that's a day old apparently has enough stuff in it to make it a little starchy. So they're putting it in a form, and they cook the pizza to look like a box. And they're sticking the pizza inside the pizza in order. I think that's a pretty clever idea. It's not really pizza. It's pizza dough. It's not a pizza that's got all kinds of toppings and stuff on it, but it's pizza dough. So you get your pizza in a box made out of pizza dough.
Huh.
So does that intrigue you, Kara? You seem to be interested in pizza dough.
I like the green factor of it because
dough.
I like
that's nice.
Recycling.
I probably won't eat that. I thought it was going to be a pizza box that I could also eat.
Right,
I guess you can, but I don't know.
To your dog, maybe.
I don't have a dog.
No, you can't feed pizza crust because there's a lot of gluten and stuff in it. That's very toxic for dogs. Do not feed your dog pizza, ever. Pizza crust is very, very bad for dogs.
I realize what insubordination I have. Here's a woman that works for me. She's telling me I'm the boss, that I'm wrong. How do you do that?
You've been wrong a lot today. Yusuf is still not Canadian.
Really? Yusuf Islam does eat pizza, though. I've heard as long
maybe.
As it's Muslim kosher. What do they call it if it's Muslim kosher? What's that term?
Halal.
I don't know.
Halal. That's it. Thank you.
There you go.
Kara saved the day. 59 after.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.